I should warn you, I'm really aggressive today.
Paige the intern is in a space today with her energy, but that's okay. We're going to roll with it. Hello, all. Welcome to the Sage the Intern podcast. You've got Frankie over here. We've got Sage over there. And Lonnie Ray is joining us today. Queen Lonnie Ray of Rattled Awake. Hello to you.
Hey, what's going on?
We're here to make trouble and have some fun, and we hope that you'll enjoy this with us.
Heck yeah. Let's rock and roll.
Let's rock and roll. Sage is feeling spicy. You've got Mother Nature feeling spicy over where you're at.
I'm
just doing my best to be chilling in the multiverse, you know.
So, you're forced to be chilling.
I am forced to be chilling because I have no other option. If I wasn't chilling, what would happen? Just terrible things.
I would lose brain cells
100%. So I'm going to jump right into I want to be completely irrational is what I would like to do for the start of this little fun times.
Fantastic. Let's roll.
Let's roll. Money is no object and you have no limitations whatsoever and travel. Where do you go in the world? Like Lonnie, Sage and Frankie are on a private jet and we're hitting up the three spots that we all want to go to. Girly party time. Where are we going?
Oh, I want to go past. I want to go past the Arctic Wall, and if you knew what I knew, you'd want to come with me.
Tell me what you know.
I want to go with you.
I already want to go. You absolutely want to. Granted, I wasn't there. I can't prove it, but we'll go there so we can. There's some crazy shit back there.
There's a
dome, like they have invisibility things, right? They can make planes invisible. They could literally cloak towns, apparently. And the cloak came down over the city that's behind the Arctic Wall. And it's a bustling town with, you know, you can Google freaking roll right in there. Nice weather.
What kind of beef jerky do they have?
Pardon? Beef jerky?
What kind of beef jerky do they have is what I want to know.
Moose. It would be moose.
Beef jerky freak.
Yes, let's go. I am down for this. Okay, once we get there, who do we need to talk to so that we can get to like the subterranean, like, you know, quantum physics experiment labs and the...
They're on every corner, frankly. Out there, I think they're on every corner.
That's exactly what I want.
You can't miss them. You can't. You might fall into deeper rabbit holes, but that whole place is a rabbit hole. I would highly recommend going. That's why it's cut off. The airspace is cut off. Why? You'll get shot down if you try to fly over there because they don't want you to know about it. See?
Money's no option, and we're just going to call them up and be like, listen, we're going to land, and you guys need to like have some charcuterie boards ready and some champagne for us to toast with.
Absolutely. Bring out the aliens. Show us the weird creatures you got. All of it. Yep.
Yes,
yep.
I have to see all of it.
It's an e-ticket ride going out there, let me tell you. I can't wait. Let's do it.
Who do we need to talk to out there? You know, the Jeff Bezos.
Me, I got all the money. Let's roll.
Let's go. We're going with Lonnie Ray. We're getting in that private jet. And we're going to go see the aliens. I'm so excited.
Yeah. There's all kinds of happy. We can curse on this show. There's all kinds of
you
happy
can curse
shit out there.
So you can. Yeah, we don't have limitations. We like colorful language.
We don't care. Caring is, again, zero.
It's zero. Because it doesn't feel good if we do.
That'd be a good name of a podcast, Zero Filters. Surely somebody thought of that.
Oh, well, if they haven't, we have to start that. I mean,
come on. Oh, we could do a funny book one called Zero Filters.
That would be great. Zero Filters would start with some of the things my grandma used to say just in everyday regular life and just get herself in trouble.
Oh, is this where you got it from? It's genetic?
It's genetic. I come by it honest. I get it through my DNA. Like the weirdness is in the blood. That's awesome.
Sage
the intern, where are you taking us to? Right? Where are we going?
I would like to go specifically to Disney Japan in Japan.
Ooh, all right.
Nice.
We're going to buy everything there because I'm a maximalist. I'm not a minimalist. And I don't know if you guys, if you're on TikTok or if you heard the TikTok sound when they say, it's something about don't buy things, get memories. No, buy things.
Take pictures of it and have memories of buying it, taking pictures of it, doing silly things with it on the private jet with our alien friend who is coming with us to the Disney Japan.
Totally.
After
they're there too, I'm sure. I'm quite sure. Yeah. Yeah. Can we go during spring blossom time? I'm gonna go.
Yes.
Gonna go.
Yeah.
We'll see the flowers. Yes.
Oh,
that'd
and then
be awesome.
We're gonna go during the spring blossom time, and we're gonna hang out under the trees as all the blossoms are like starting to fall down, so we can be in the like the petals rain. I love that.
Definitely, great trip.
And then after that, we're all going to Greece. That's on my list. We have to be on somewhere that's like Opa. Yeah, my sister and I were driving the other day and saw a license plate that said Opa, and at the same time, we both did that. We're like Opa. We're like Opa. We're going there. We're gonna
Greece
be on
is one of the cheapest places to go. We could
is go it? There. Well, then we bring all our alien friends.
One of the cheapest flights.
How do I not know these
absolutely.
Things? Say it's the intern.
Maybe you should do some Googling, schmoogling.
That's like you're the
slacking.
I know. Sage the intern has to help me with all of these. She keeps me in line with those things. But we got to be like rooftop pool party, right? Overlooking the ocean, really rocking snacks again with some like champagne or what are the things that we would be having? All right. We have our pool party.
Ouzo.
We've got our alien. Ouzo. There you go. I have actually some of that in my fridge right now. I'm going to go have myself a shot after this. I should have had one before the podcast.
Should have one right now. What?
Come I on, know, cheers. Right? Yeah. Cheers. We could. I love that. That's going to be a fun little trip. I can't wait. I'm excited. So then I'm going to shift into dreams. Sage and I like to talk about crazy, weird dreams. Are you a dreamer?
Have any dreams.
Oh, yeah. I have. They're so vivid that there's like credits that follow afterwards. It's like a freaking movie.
That's beautiful.
Crazy.
Tell me, what's like, what do we got going on recently? What are we watching in our sleep?
Most recently, very bizarre. I dreamt that I had a chef's knife and,
because we're writing our book.
Because I use it every day and it's a little tricky, you know, just one operational hand. So I use my elbow to hold the lemon and then I cut. Well, in this particular dream, yeah,
that's a little hand. Bit. I was gonna say that's a little. That's an interesting situation you have going on there.
Do you cut it like this, like grandma's? I don't know.
No. I really, really have to use my elbow to hold the lemon still, and then I cut because So in this dream, though, somehow I had a knife, and it cut across my palm, and bad. Mm-hmm. And I've done all kinds of work in my life. I don't even want to dream about blood or, you know, like do work. It cut and I saw it all the way across my hand, right? Really bad. And then I watched it heal right in front of me.
Oh,
period.
That's
and
exciting.
I literally saw it all come back together. And that was pretty cool. And then there was this little fucker who kept trying to shoot me down with some like laser gun. And it was seriously, this shit happened. Like fucking like a direct energy weapon in his hand with a blue laser on it. And pew pews are coming at me with these beams. But it's like there's this dome or something around me.
And you're
it's
like, excuse me, bitch, I heal automatically. Like shoot at me with your laser gun.
I just healed my head, asshole. What you gonna hurt?
Did you just see what I just did? Like, think I'm scared of you. I love it.
Right?
Okay.
That
so
was
what so you're where were you like what's
no
the
idea.
Scenery around? We're in the kitchen and we cut ourselves and then we're on a spaceship. Like what is happening?
No, honestly, it was so vague where I was, how it happened. I thought I was by myself somehow with this ninja knife and it flipped over and it cut the crap out of me. And I'm like, well, that's really bad. Watch it heal. And then this guy shows up and he's trying to take me out with these direct energy weapons. And and I'm fully expecting them. I'm fully expecting to get hit and die. Right. And I don't know. At first, I'm holding up my healed hand and I'm just like, oh,
that's
Jesus,
your,
right?
Yeah.
Fucking Jesus. Oh, no, stop.
I got it. Yeah. I love it. The magical powers of the healing hand. You cannot with your little energy.
It got boring after a while. I'm like, come on, man. Give me a hard one. You
give me a hard one. This video game level.
Look at my head. What's going on?
Headshots are how you take out the zombies. Come on. What do you know?
It was insane. Oh. I don't watch zombie movies. I don't watch even like the news. It makes me cry. I'm sensitive. I can't. So I don't know where this came from, what the hell was going on, but This guy was super mad at me. And I'm like, I don't know who you are. Yeah, he was aggressive.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say. If you have a hater that bad, you are rocking and rolling it in the world. You must be doing something right. No, you are. Like, if you got a hater who is energy gun shooting stuff at you, that is Beyonce level queendom is what that is. So I applaud you for that.
Well, it was all, you know, pretty much a dream. You know, they're really not. I've had dreams that are so real. I'll be flying and then I'll forget that I can fly and I start to lose altitude. And then I'll be like, I believe. And I'm like, and I land on the beach and fucking roll over and shit and hit a boulder. I'm just like, God damn.
Oh man. I forget. Like, Man, yeah. why do I have to overthink myself into not flying? That's a real question right there. Why do I overthink myself into just not doing the things? That's a in this dream life thing that I deal with 100%.
Yeah, right. It was like an in and out of like, yeah, I got this, and then I'm like, oh, I fucking don't.
I got this. No, I don't. Tank it. That's okay. Sage the intern and I know that feeling. Sometimes you just gotta keep rolling with it and be like, no, it's fine. We've got this.
It's fine.
I kept telling myself that. I'm trying to do like the psych on your own self and losing altitude. I'm like, I really don't have this at all. You better tuck and roll.
You better tuck and roll.
It's gonna hurt. And it does.
Oh, I love that. That's so Sage the intern. You've had those dreams too, where you like actually hit and hurt yourself though.
Oh, those are the worst.
I had a dream. Here's a weird one. You guys can help me. Nothing is fun as Lonnie, and nothing is fun as what Aisha told us about, where she had like moon numbers dancing with her or something. Like numbers, like, why am I not having those dreams? What is the matter with me? I don't know. I dreamt that I was in a house with my dog that I didn't recognize and like was upset about I don't know what. And my ex-husband came like to the house with a little girl. And I was like,
that better not be your kid.
Well, it certainly can't be mine. Like, I don't know. That's not, but... And made no sense at all, because I'm like, you hate kids. Like, there's no reason for you to have a kid anywhere near you. But like, I was trying to, and we were in the kitchen, and I was trying to like have this conversation with him about like, you're not affectionate enough with me, or like the things that like were wrong in our relationship, essentially, which is like, why are we doing this in my dream 6 years ago and I give a fuck anymore? What is this about? Like, I don't know. But I remember sitting there and trying to have this conversation, and this little girl is here, and I'm thinking, like, should I be talking about this stuff in front of her? And then I'm like, no, I should be, because she should see someone who is expressing their needs and that their needs are not being met and that that's a healthy thing to do in a relationship. So I'm going to go ahead and say my piece, whether this kid's watching or not, because I think that's the thing that she should see. And that's the dream I was having, which I don't know what, you know, who is that little girl and what, I no idea. Very weird.
What's really going on?
What is really going on? Tell me.
It's hard to tell, but I do like the limitless nature of it all. And there's an oak tree out front here, my property. And oh God, it was so cool. I love trees. You know, somebody asked recently.
Let's talk about tree consciousness. Shift from dreams, tree consciousness. Let's have a conversation.
Sure. Wait, let me just tell you real quick. I became a tree. I literally backed into the tree. Woo, 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 woo. And I became the oak tree. I knew what it was like to be the tree in that dream.
I love that. That's great. Okay. This is a conversation I was actually just having last night with somebody. Like the idea of tree consciousness is something I want to write about in like my sci-fi stuff, where Frankie has a conversation with them about like how you in trees, you guys just zap your consciousness into a different tree. Like if you, the tree here in South Dakota can be like, I want to go check out Argentina. And you just like zap into a tree in Argentina and then you get to have that experience. And Frankie's going to talk to the trees and be like, man, we got to like physically move this whole human body to that place to get our consciousness there to have that. Like we got to take this thing around everywhere. It is so tiresome. It's exhausting. The things that you got to do. We're like moving this human body around.
I know. And then there's gravity, which totally fucking sucks. I hate gravity.
Gravity has not been good to you, obviously, right?
I just find it highly annoying. I really do. I heard one other person in my life and the other day, and he's like, and I'm really over this gravity thing. And I'm like, me too, brother.
Let's go back to being aquatic, where when you go off a cliff, you can't fall.
I like that. I've had dreams where I was literally breathing underwater. Well, let's go back.
I have had those dreams too. Either way, I don't care. Breathing underwater in dreams, tree consciousness. I'm here for all that conversation. Sage the intern, what do you got?
Don't watch me. Knock it off. Sorry, I could have muted for that, but it's just better.
It's better if we get to see you discipline your dogs by throwing things at them.
Is that what you do?
They're cats. It's the cats.
The cats are really super in tune in the spiritual world, right? So they're just like super down about the conversations we're having. They're just jumping in and having a good time.
They're like, yeah. What is this?
Here's the story. Let me give you a rundown.
Okay, give us a rundown. We'll just pause on trees.
Pause on trees really fast. I live in my great grandma's old house that they built in the, I think they built it in the 60s. My great grandpa built it by hand. Whatever. That's fine.
Wow.
They put carpet in. They have never removed this carpet. So I'm here. I'm ripping out the carpet. Oh, no. And in my bedroom, of course, you have to take everything out, put it back in. Well, there's things we didn't put back in. My dog kennels. So they're in the kitchen or living room. This is a living room. They're in the living room right now. And the cats just are having so much fun with the stupid doors of the stupid dog kennels.
Well, let them have their fun, Sage.
Really annoying.
That isn't a dream. That's a nightmare. Oh, God.
That's a nightmare. Okay. Sage the intern, are there any ghosts that you have kicked up in pulling out the carpet?
No, because it'd only be my great grandma and my great grandpa, and they're chilling.
They're chilling.
There's no way they ain't chilling.
They didn't have any unfinished business that they need to come back and like be upset that you're pulling apart their house.
No.
Okay.
No. They got the memo to exit the matrix and they're out.
They're out. They're gone. They're like, forget it. Or they reincarnated somewhere else.
For sure, great grandma's ready to go. She was like, get me the fuck out of here.
Get me off this human ride. Yeah. I'm done with it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was an e-ticket ride at first. So now it's kind of like a,
Exactly.
There's got to be a way to make it fun again, right? That's the whole thing that we're working on.
I think that's what we're doing, ma'am.
That's what we're here for. Oh, Lord, if you're going to start in on a Southern accent over there, Sage the intern. Sage the intern, you better.
I'm not
bring
high
out.
Enough to do it.
You better bring out double S anyway. Sage the intern.
I also have my roommate's cat. Ugh.
Oh, she's just having a good old time back there. All right, Lonnie Ray, while she's busy with her cats.
No, I think I got it. This one is my baby, though. This is Steven. He's my sicky kitty, though. He's my first baby. He's allergic to everything you could ever think of.
Aww.
Right.
Well, except you. But I was going to say except you and except gravity, because cats always land on their feet. How do we just tune in?
That is not true.
Usually.
That is not true.
No.
I have maybe taken out a couple of my cat's 9 lives. Not
they are not yo-yos. Sage the intern, they are not yo-yos. They do
not. She's going for it anyway. All right, Lonnie Ray, tell me some more about. I'm going to shift this a little bit again because I just want to have some fun.
Talking about trees.
We were talking, I was going to shift us back into the trees. Tell me about being an
shift us back into the trees.
Don't tell me that we want to talk about trees and then say we don't, Sage the intern. I have enough
I'm saying shifting us back into trees, you freak.
Shifting my ass back up into the tree. It was cool. It was so cool. I really felt like I completely disappeared and became that tree. It was awesome.
You were one with the trees.
I was.
And when you're one with the trees, what are the human things that you don't think about?
What to eat?
Things you don't think about.
What to eat. Okay, now here's the thing, though. Let's just go ahead and say that is a reason to enjoy this human experience and this human consciousness ride, right? Because the trees don't get to eat beef jerky and barbecue ribs and, you know, pineapple.
And your stupid pineapples. Your stupid pineapples are sitting on my counter and I need to cut one up because it's
you better cut that up and eat it.
From my mom. No, it's going in the freezer and then they're going into smoothies.
Oh, nice. Well, that's just fine. I agree with that. I'm fine with that. Sage the intern did not
I'm
have...
going to send you a video of me smashing the pineapple on the ground outside.
No, just shot put it. Pull!
No, yes!
Oh, that's a Tennessee thing, ma'am.
Okay, actually, I would be really super down for that. We need to go visit Lonnie Ray and we need to go shoot pineapples and explode. Yeah. And just bury it. Watermelons, we need to go Gallagher with some shotguns in Tennessee with Lonnie Ray.
Hell yeah.
The Tenzanite that blows up when you shoot it.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun. I'm down. Listen, I love the sounds of destruction. I am down for it. Like, let's get some, like, my sister was just talking about this the other day, too. She's like, let's go get some just cheap plates and dishware at Goodwill just so we can go somewhere and smash them.
Okay, you got to hear me now. A long time ago, I was pissed off for 5 years in a row. And
How'd you get out of that?
I did a lot of air boxing to Pretty Hate Machine by Nine Inch Nails. And especially had like a hole, and I was just, you know, rawr, you know, and I created this thing in my head called the ARC. Once again, the wordplay, right? The Anger Release Center. Go to the ARC, and you could smash china plates against a brick wall, or you could use the pulley system and shoot the, you know, looks people you don't like. And I said, we need to have a place where you can rage out. Well, don't you know, I didn't do it because I just kind of like had an idea, it would be cool. And I love the sound of smashing things. And it's very rewarding, right?
That's one of my favorite songs. I love it.
Very rewarding, especially when you're hurling it. You got to get that energy out.
And this is the thing that I wanted.
They have rage rooms. They have rage rooms. There's one here in Nashville.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, there's one in Sioux Falls.
I missed it.
We're going to, no, you didn't miss anything. We're going to open our own franchise of rage rooms. They're going to be called, instead of Sage the Intern, Rage the Intern. And we're going to teach people all how to like process their rage.
Okay. Do you want to do you want me to drop another, some lore?
Some Sage lore?
And at the door, at the door, you're going to have packets of Kleenex, Frankie's Hankies.
That's good. I'm here for it. Look at that. Lonnie Ray is right in the branding with us. You got to join us in our selling our ag business parts that Sage dreamed about also. And Only Toes. Sage the Intern, please tell the world about Only Toes.
Okay, here's our Only Toes. It's like OnlyFans, but it's only big toes. You only buy big toes. On the back end, we're using AI to go through tons of pictures and videos to capture people's toes, and that is what they pay for. Because guess what? There's a website that is called Rate My Feet. I wonder if it's still active.
There's a hell of a market in foot fetishes.
This one is only big toes, and we're gonna turn like.
But it's only big toes.
Only big toes. Everything else gets blurred out, and you can like. I think we should have where you get to put like faces on the big toe, like on the nail, and you can put like little stick figure hands or like whatever you want out of them.
Picture dreads. Yeah, there's all kinds of shit.
Yeah, like Avatar. Avatar them up.
Yeah. There was an app back when devices were new, iPads were new, that you would take a picture of your fingers and toes and you would put faces on them. That was the whole point of the app. Because
we're gonna incorporate that into Only Toes.
Nice.
We're gonna make them really sexy toes, is what we're gonna do. Sage the Intern. Only Toes. Yes. It's gonna be great. I'm excited about it. And rate my feet and then we will play that game at our smash room, Rage the Intern with Lonnie Ray. And we're going to have not just a smash room. Lonnie Ray, go bigger with it because you're from Tennessee.
THC, join the Toho Club. THC, I'm a Toho.
I'm a Toho Club Only Toes. That's like your premium service. That's your premium level of service. where you get like the really super sexy toes.
You get the merch, THC, Toho Club.
Okay.
You dress the toes in lingerie.
Yeah, and it's just a toe in a like red little nighty kind of thing that says THC.
We need to patent this idea before anyone takes it from us.
We're live right now. It's ours. We claim it. Go ahead and try to like, again, pry it from our cold dead fingers, right? 100%.
I got a big toe you don't want to meet, buddy. Don't mess with me.
Right. Don't be trying to take our stuff.
Not on only toes. All toes are welcome.
All toes are welcome. All big toes. You don't
only big toes.
Those pinky toes, you don't get to, like, the other four, you don't get to see. You don't get to see those ones. No, we need to do, like a smash. How do you incorporate a smash room? Here, Lonnie Ray, we could just do merch ideas and think. Where is a think tank that will hire the three of us to just come up with stuff all day long? We need a rage room, but it's a shooting range, right? Like Tennessee style, okay? So how do we incorporate that?
With the Toho Club, the THC.
No, I don't. That doesn't have to be together. That's just.
Okay. I was really like.
That's
I
a
need
side a quest. No, that's a side quest thing that we're doing. That's an app. We need to figure out our retreat that we're going to have. Our Rage the Intern Tennessee retreat, where you fire. Okay, we're gonna shoot stuff and break stuff, but you're gonna fire like glass balls full of paint at canvases and make art or something crazy.
I like that.
Yep. Do we do what did you say? Rage?
Rage the Intern instead of Sage the Intern. It's going to be.
Or is it Sager the Rager?
Sage Rage.
That's the lore right there. Back in my lovely high school times when I nannied for this kid. And she was trying to figure out what rhymed with Sager. And she would only call me Sager the Rager. For the whole time. Wow. And then I eventually left them because their mom was a piece of shit. So.
Oh, well, Sager the Rager was raging for good reasons then. So it's okay.
Yep. I've been there.
I wasn't even raging at the kids. I was raging alone in my bedroom at night.
Me and Lonnie, we understand what that's like, raging alone in your bedroom at night. Yes, we understand what that's like.
So therapeutic.
It is. It's needed. It's needed. When I hurt myself a couple times, you know, all that air boxing and stuff. This is back in the 90s when Soundgarden and Pearl Jam were just coming out of Seattle, but I was down in the goth basements.
Nice.
Air boxing under morticias that you know, they had like the long black sleeves and stuff, and they moved one time a minute.
Yep.
that's all they did. I'm just like underneath them, just, you know, just hurting myself. I had so much energy to get out. It was a riot. I had a great time. It was so much fun. They always flip me shit because I wouldn't do the goth. I was just like, come on, man. They're like, you're in jeans. The club, it has a theme. I'm like, but I'm not a pib. I'm not a person in black. I don't do that. Like, all right, guys, let me go through this every week. Come on, man. Just let me in. I just want to dance.
Oh, just go in there and dance. Yeah. No, please. I would already be, if it was high school me was into the goth scene already. So I would have fit right in and I'd have been down there raging with you too. We'd have had a good time.
Heck yeah.
We'd have been.
It was good. And then after all that physical activity and I got tired, a few things happened. And then I invented, it's kind of like fill in the blank. I love to do this, you know, like fill in the blank Mad Lib kind of style.
Yeah. And
so I had these postcards for my clients. I used to be in the promotional products business for 10 years, making up cool inventions, logoed stuff, that kind of thing.
Well, and let's get started again. Like, obviously we've got some creative juices going here.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I took because it was easy. I could fold over an 8.5 by 11, and I created these really oversized, eight and a half by 11 cut in half postcards that said, "Dear blank, it was great to blank you the other day, blank. I hope we can blank again soon." And then these would be my thank you cards for that would get passed around the office. Well, as time went on, you know, what I'd mail them with a photo, like from Zazzle. I had a little photo stamp. Mm-hmm. Don't forget me. And
love it.
And then I created postcards for the pissed off. And these are really
postcards
fun.
Postcards for the pissed off. That's fantastic.
So this parlays into the rage rooms.
I love
somebody said, yeah, I was going to have a service where you could ship them like to a main mailer and then have them shipped out so the person you were sending your postcard because you're pissed off to would know it was, you know, so it could be anonymous. And then I thought, oh, I can't be responsible for people sending hate mail to other people. So
you're no fun.
I know, right? I know.
Oh, hey, you hate mail better than. Oh
yeah, on the front instead of heck. Hey, it was nice to blank you the other day, it's like, hey, asshole, or you know, pick one.
Yeah.
Multiple choices. World, it's about time the world knew you were a blank, fill in the blank, and it's about time that you know,
it's about time the world knew you were a dickhead. Okay.
Yeah,
that's where we're at.
Piece of shit. Yep.
Expect, and on the back was multiple choice, expect to hear from, and then it was like, you know, the police, my attorney, you know, there's just,
you know, go really weird with it, like just go full on sci-fi fantasy with it and make it like unbelievably weird so that they can't be that upset about it as hate mail, right? Like if you go way out into the far, far world with it, then I think then it's just too weird and they can't deal with it. How do we incorporate that? I love that.
Well, I'll tell you what somebody wanted to do, and this is my idea. We'll parlay it into the Rage Room experience.
Let's do it.
Somebody said, have people fill out their postcards. So, because writing gets it out of your head. Writing makes it real, gets it on paper, gets it out of your head. Yep. It's very therapeutic. And almost as much as airboxing or earboxing.
Either way, anyway. Right? Whatever you gotta do.
Sandwich!
Yeah.
What are you?
So they were like, have a retreat. Have people mail all the postcards over like 6 months or a year to you, and you put them all together, and then you have a retreat, and then you like do a ceremonial burning of the postcards.
That's fantastic. I love that. And like,
that would be a great weekend.
That would be a great weekend. And if you get yourself good and just like sauced up on whatever kind of things you want to be goofy on, and then you read them out loud, right? They're going to be funny.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You read them. Yeah. You read them.
Like,
yeah.
You're going to be hilarious because once you're in a wing, I really, because who among us hasn't like looked back, like even just this, if you had a fit this morning and then you're in a better space now and you're just looking at it like, what was I doing? What was I thinking when I wrote that? What are you giggling, Sage the intern?
I'm not giggling. I did find our video, F1 video.
Oh,
let me send that to you somehow, some way.
Send it in the private chat. So that Lonnie can, I don't know that we're allowed to show it because it is.
Oh, we awful, can't show it. That's why I'm giggling. Sorry.
Okay, good. No, please I'll send it to Lonnie now. So that she can look at the kind of awful things that we look at for. Okay.
That's so funny.
Lonnie, it is. It's one of those things where like, it's so awful. You have to laugh because it's the only way you can process it. It is a guy getting hit by a Formula One car, like off a Formula One track. And he just, I swear to you.
But he just disappears.
He just turns into clothes. It's like.
No way.
It's like a, is that really real? I don't even. It's just.
Oh, shit. Oh, that had to hurt. Oh,
actually, if you think about it, it probably didn't hurt all that much because it doesn't take but a second, right? Like that's over really right quick. So
yeah,
at least there's
that
for him, right? Like it's done like in a hot second.
Yeah.
Oh, so
it is. I've had a near-death experience, and I'll tell you, when you pull out of your body, I was drowning, and I was done.
Talk. Whoa.
Back, yeah, give us that lore.
Well, yeah. Lonnie Ray lore, when do we, okay, drowning, how, why, how, what water, where, how did you get there?
I was 12, I guess, and there was a hurricane. I was living in South Florida. There was a hurricane out over Cuba. We didn't think too much of it. We're just gonna go ride some waves, me and my brother, with our rafts.
We didn't think too much of the hurricane. We're just gonna go get
in
the water anyway.
Cuba. It's in Cuba, right? The beach was closed because the waves were coming over the pier, though.
Okay, but we're still gonna go.
Well, we didn't know. I mean, we rode 2.5 miles on our bikes and the bridge was a fucker. And so it was like, we're going to go. We're here. We're doing it. You know, we're doing it. Well, George the lifeguard, of all the people in a closed beach, George the lifeguard was there. Hey, George. You know, they're like, hey.
George the lifeguard. Fantastic.
Yes, he was. And he took us out past where the waves were breaking. And that was challenging, eh? You know, going over the pier, right? We're kids with rafts. And I knew how to swim. So I was confident. Anyway, we get past where the waves are breaking, and then it's just swells. And it was no fun. I was starting to get sick. It's no fun at all. The real action was where the waves were breaking.
Of course. So that's where you want to be, where the real action is.
That's what I said. So I'm going in. So I head in. I'm paddling in. And it gets to a point where might as well stand up. The undertow is hella bad. The undertow is coming this way, and the waves are coming this way. And I got pulled down and face planted. And a wave took me down. And then I got back up, and then another one came, and I couldn't make my way up. I couldn't figure out which way was up. There was so much white water. Mm-hmm. And then a third one came. Mm-hmm. And while this is happening, I'm realizing I'm not going to make it. And I could still picture and feel the water and all the bubbles. And
yeah.
And I was like, well, I was very confused as a kid. I went to temple. I went to Baptist school. I went to church camp. I remember the kid who swallowed a quarter. I remember making a dreidel. I'm like, all this little shit's passing through my little brain. I was like, isn't there supposed to be a quarter? Yeah. Yeah. That's what I learned in temple. Yeah, how to get a quarter out of a kid.
Hey, I mean, listen. Don't be wasting them quarters. I got candy to buy. What are you doing?
Right. It was a God thing. He lived. And then I was like, well, shouldn't there be a tunnel? And there's supposed to be a tunnel or some kind of shit. So tunnel and light. And I'm literally looking, and my eyes are closed, but I'm peripherally, I'm searching for this. And I kind of make something out over here. And I was like, well, that's what they said to do. I've since changed my mind, by the way. Fuck the light. Don't go there. Exit the matrix.
Don't go to the light, Carol Ann.
Don't go to the light. Anyway, I think that's where I'm supposed to go. What's going to happen next? And the fear of I'm fucked. I mean, you know, I was exhausted. I couldn't figure out head from bottom. I didn't know. And I knew I was done. And I pulled down on my body. And it was so peaceful. There was no panic. There's nothing to worry about. There's no attachment at all to being human anymore. It's just, it's very, very peaceful. And in spite of you thinking drama.
Right. No, but I really love that. Like, so can you, because everybody's kind of got a different experience when these things happen, like visually or do you have any sensory experience from it? Or is it more just like the energy peaceful feeling? Like what, like you pull out of your body and then what's your consciousness doing? You're out of the waves and the human really experience.
Literally floating around, like over out of my body, and all of a sudden, and I don't know where this guy came from, but somebody pulled me up, like pulling a cat by the neck, pulled me up. The beach was closed. Nobody was there. And George and my brother didn't see me. The waves were so big, you couldn't see the shore.
Right.
So they had no idea, but somebody was there. And he pulls me up, takes me over to the shore, sits me down. I don't need resuscitation. Nothing.
Just,
you okay? You okay? You okay? I said, yeah, I'm okay. And I watched him walk down the beach until I couldn't see him anymore. If I wanted to be real mystical, I could say, and then he disappeared.
Went on his merry little way.
And then I looked at the ocean, and that was when it really settled in. And that was the first time I got scared. That was when fear set in, when I said, oh, I almost just died. Only then did I have any kind of fear at all. Other than that, the experience, piece of cake.
So that guy that got hit by the Formula One car, he just had a nice time, really.
He got out quick and easy.
Zap and you're done. There you go. No suffering. Yeah. Just bam, done.
It's true. And even if you do suffer, when you separate out from your form, you don't remember that. It doesn't stay with you. It's not a, Dex, I mean,
say more about that.
It's freedom. It really is. It's freedom. Because, you know, imagine yourself drowning, right? It's awful. You're scared, right? You know, you're trying to make your way up. Which way's up? If waves are killed, you know, there's a lot of fear in that moment. But then something happens and I keep doing this. There's this switch. There's something that happens.
There's the flip and, of your consciousness. And
you're good. It's fine. Doesn't matter.
Okay, so then how does this shift your perception then going forward? We don't look for the tunnel anymore. At what point then do we decide we don't look for the tunnel?
I've decided that. I'm not sure what to do, but I know it's not that. I know it's not that. And I wonder sometimes if there was a reason why during that time when I'm mentally like, shouldn't my little life be flashing before my eyes? This is all the shit they taught me in Bible school and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
And I kept waiting for that. And I was like, well, it seemed like forever. It really did. I'm like, well, that part's not, maybe there's a tunnel or some light or somebody's supposed to meet me. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
What's happening here? What are we supposed to be doing? What are the rules? Isn't that interesting though? Our human mind wants to know, like, even in that scenario, what are the rules? What are the structures by which I am supposed to experience this right now?
See, that's why I think it's important for us to reassess this whole indoctrination that, you know, you need to come back, because I consider it reincarceration instead of reincarnation.
Reincarceration.
Fuck this prison planet.
I agree.
Fuck this prison planet.
Thanks, I love it. Motherfuckers. I'm not coming back. I'm living loud this time, big time, and I'm out.
And I'm out, and I'm done. That's what that level passed, earth level passed.
Yeah, I didn't know that was an option. So now that it is, I'm like, cool. We can create any reality we want, like in Robin Williams' movie, What Dreams May Come. And his wife, you know, she was super miserable, and she went to her version of what was going to be next. So she went to hell, and he was like, I'm going to go where there's flowers growing under my feet. I'm like, yeah, me too. Let's do that.
Well, me too. Yeah. Let's create that in the here and now. We got to pull that in from the quantum multiverse. That's how we got to do it. Sage the intern's gonna help us do it because she knows how to rock all that. We're gonna find Sage the intern. Can you like use some machine learning or something or other to like help us hack how we do this? How do we hack lucid dreaming this dream world? That's what I want to know.
All Doesn't I know is that you have to get naked and you have to put a fan on you. There you go, dream time.
No, really? For me. Okay. That has not been working. Listen. No, but tell him this is, you have to explain this though, because we haven't explained this yet on the podcast. Sage the intern has, this is how
we haven't.
This is how you remember your dreams. All of Sage the intern. Teach everyone, Sage the intern. This is where Sage gets to onboard us. She gets to flip the intern situation.
You just get naked and you have to get a fan and you put it on you.
I can remember
that. You kind of have to do the Scandinavian way of like, your bed has to be warm, but your room has to be cold because you sleep.
I love that. Yeah.
There's a certain Scandinavian name for it, but I don't know it. But it's where you're supposed to open the windows at night so it gets really, really cold. And put a heater or like a heat blanket. Yeah.
Nice.
That's how you dream. That's how you remember your dreams. And it works. No, it's proven.
No kidding.
One of the co-authors in Rattled Awake 7, Patrick.
Okay.
Shout out Patrick. He invented a dreams app. You can get it in the Google store. Dream Amigos or Dream Migos. I think because Dream and Amigos together, Dream Migos. Yeah.
I love it.
Doesn't roll off, but he's all about analyzing dreams.
He's going to find it.
Interesting thing is that he doesn't seem to have a lot. And I'm like, but bro, you're wanting to help people to remember them. He's like, yeah, the app will do that. That's why I created it, because I'm having trouble.
So I can learn to remember it myself. That's what Sage and I do. We say our dreams on the podcast, and then like we'll put it out there. Okay, everybody, tell us what that means. Come back at us with what our dreams mean. Let us know. But
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. So I was going to say, like, I this whole dream interpretation thing, and like the thing I was thinking of is, someone was talking to me recently about shared dreams, right? And I keep telling Sage, like, if you ever see me in your dreams, get my attention. Banana hammock is our safe word or our trigger word. That's so
I get triggered Lonnie, you said that too.
Right? Why not?
So, no.
Right? Banana hammock. So Lonnie Ray, now you're indoctrinated too. If you see me in your dreams, you have to say banana hammock or sage. Banana hammock, trigger us. Like, let's do some lucid dreaming. Let's get this lucid dreaming rolling.
Okay. I had a cool ass dream one time. It was so neat because instead of having to like flap my arms to fly, I didn't know this was going to happen. I was standing on this doorstep of in Seattle out at night, and I looked past the high power lines, and in an instant, I was there looking back at where I was standing, and I was like, oh, and so I thought myself around the town of Seattle all night, wherever I wanted to go instantly.
That's exactly how I want to travel in this part of dream world, in the human physical part of dream world. I just want to like zip, zap, zap and get there.
Yeah, it was really, really badass. And it wasn't tiring because I didn't have to flap, you know. And
then you didn't have to flap because you were doing the tree consciousness thing where your consciousness goes to where the experience is, not, you know, taking yourself there. Your consciousness just goes there.
Well, riddle me this, Chicky. Because the next night I had a dream, and in the dream it was somebody from high school who said, oh, I had a dream about you last night. I saw you flying. Can you show me how to do that? And I taught them how to zip around the city.
Yeah, what? Give us a tutorial. What? Like, how do I sign up for that class in the astral realm? Sage the intern. Pretty we crazy, need to sign up for the Lonnie Ray, like, astral travel. Like, how do you zero point travel in your dreams? I will sign up for that. I'll sign up for that coaching class 100%.
The Lonnie Ray Astral Travel School. No carbon emissions, no carbon footprint, no ticket.
Right? You got, listen, just all the good things about the climate. We're saving the climate. Oh, how do we, okay, here, there we go.
It doesn't Lonnie need Ray. Saving.
It doesn't, because like, I mean, if Mother Earth can figure out Chernobyl and nature can
leave
take
it alone.
Over,
exactly. It's fine. Stop but, geoengineering. We'll be fine. Go ahead.
No, but we can start. That's how do we get this little scheme off the ground though? The save the planet. Let's get ourselves a grant. We're going to save the planet. We're going to fix the climate crisis by teaching people to astral travel instead of physical travel.
I think, you know, what I learned by watching the climate movie, it's really, really good. It really fills you in and on what's going on. What isn't really going on, actually.
What Maybe isn't me. Really going on?
There's a whole bunch of people who stand to lose a whole bunch of money if they actually admit that we're actually on the tail end of the little ice age is what we are. In fact, it was warmer. We're actually cooler than you have to see the stats. It'll blow your mind. And I don't want to do it a disservice.
But, so Lonnie Ray. Can we do our shopping with astral travel? Is that part of the class that we will learn?
Oh, I think that's a great idea. I don't know how we're going to make that work out. We might have to have like a equivalent to a DoorDash, Dream Dash.
A Dream Dash. Dream we will Dash. Bring you. I would like to order some like gold bullion. Like what do you call it? Like what are those slabs of gold? Like Curly's gold from City Slickers. Like I want to order some of that to just be dropped off at my door. You just leave it on the nightstand for me. Pretty please.
Why not?
I love Why that. Not?
Yeah, yeah. I think we've got a lot of mileage out of that astral travel club.
I think that we absolutely have. And what other things, like, because this is something that I have honestly, like, talked about and really find fascinating. Like, because I'm always like, there's got to be a way to do the Freddy, like she goes into the, in Nightmare on Elm Street, where she goes into Dream World and takes Freddy's hat and brings it into the real world. I'm like, how do we do that? How do I work that out?
I have a friend who, sorry, I had to check and make sure we're not going to get hit by a tornado. Okay. It's
Dorothy, watch yourself,
okay,
Dorothy.
Okay. I'll be able
to, you only have my head right now.
I can do it. I can do the witch sound like really bad, like really good. I can do it. You want to hear
Yeah.
Your headphones.
Yeah, do it.
I don't know. It's usually not my indoor voice. Okay. Ready?
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog too.
That beautiful.
That's absolutely beautiful. That's fantastic.
That felt good. Thank
that deserves to be on my ringtone.
Oh, Lonnie Ray, let's get you. Like, let's make, we can do a whole set of ringtones. I love that.
I do too. I did the ringtone with my laugh, and I forgot that I put it on my phone. Yeah.
I hated every second of that, and guess what? Yeah. We're glad you did. We hope that that.
Hey, she gave you a headphone warning too.
Yeah, you got to pre.
Normally you don't get those.
Normally, you don't. Normally, you just have to listen to, like, my microphone just blows out and loses the sound because I get so loud and high pitched. That's okay.
But it's hilarious to have laughter as your ringtone. And I forgot. And my purse was behind my shoulder. And I'm in the Goodwill, which is like a cavern, right? A warehouse.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
All of a sudden, there's laughter. And I'm turning around and turning around and turning around.
Who's laughing at me?
My fucking purse. And everybody starts laughing. It's hilarious. I made it like a download you could put on your phone.
I love that. No, that's fantastic. Well, who's laughing at me about what now? Yeah, that's so good. I love that. And you know what? I do have a little dog. So, like, that was a perfect little witchy thing, actually, that you just did for me. Like,
Sorry. I cut you off. This little kid
Good. I was going to say, I do not have little dogs. I have big dogs.
She's got big dogs to bring to Oz.
Yeah. This little kid I used to babysit, I would run around the house with that one, and he would be like absolutely terrified. And then he'd be like, do it again. I'm like, okay.
I love it. Well, see, but like, he had this whole human experience figured out then. Like, oh my God, that was so scary. Do it again.
Yeah, do it again.
Terrifying. Do it again. I love it. That's the right way to do it.
It was. And I felt good. You know, later we were both kind of having, you know, too much fun to forget that it was a job. You know what I mean?
Okay, listen, you were doing the rattled awake thing already at that time. Like, you were already rattling people awake, scaring them, and having a good old time. You started good earlier one. Than you realized.
Good one.
You've been doing it forever. And so do tell us, though. Because we want to make sure we're being mindful of your time, keeping things to an hour here for you. But like, tell us a little bit about Rattled Awake before you go, and where people can find you, so that we can let you do. We want to give you some promotional space time.
I appreciate that so much. So just today in the mail, I got, it's got the author proof copy on it, but I love to hold the book, and I just got volume 8, and it's so pretty.
I love it.
It's so pretty. And I'm just so proud of these guys. It's a really good addition. In this, I talk about when I lost, you know, I pretty much lost it one night. And I survived my own attempt to leave the planet. And I'll leave it at that. It's a very good addition.
You can talk about it. We're not afraid of talking about those subjects, me and Sage.
Okay. I appreciate that. Yeah, and just to follow on the Rattled Awake thing, at the end of the month, volume 9's coming up. And
I'm here for it. I want to jump in on that one. Let's rock and roll. What do you got going?
That would be awesome.
I would love to write up something.
I would love to have you. You know, where do I start? I found that
wherever you want
it, you know, these chapters carry the impact of a whole book. And I think that's amazing. And it really suits the need that people have to get right. You want to get them to it through a clever title through it so they can visit you on the other side. Right. Like whatever the story is. Right.
I like it.
So I woke up and I've been racking my brain. I lost weight the last week because I burned so many cells just sitting here thinking, what am I going to do? Well, it came out this morning. I'm going to do a workshop on why you need to write a mini memoir, how to take a chapter out of your life, how to take a chapter from your life and fuel your future. That came
out. I like that.
And so I'm very excited about that because it's an opportunity to share all this knowledge that's come around over the years of what works for books and how to not fire hose your readers. Don't traumatize your reader. Don't overwhelm them. There's a way to convey what you're born to say in no uncertain ways that, you know, all it takes is someone from the outside going, hey, how about if we do a little bit of this, a little bit of that? I heard you say this. Do you know you said that? Let's take that and wind that into a story. And that's what I love
it. I love it. I want to work with you on doing that. I really do. Cause like,
thank you.
It's just one of those things that I think it could be so much fun. Is there a story in here that I don't know about yet? I'm full of all kinds of stories that I got to write down and get going on, but is there one that I've been overlooking that like might be a good one to be pulled out of this little multiverse, my little bubble?
You know, there's so much, especially for you guys, you know, you're aware of what's going on. And over the, so the framework for the Rattled Awake series is over the last 5 years, what's a single incident that shook you, that rattled you awake, that caused you to change your perspective? And how are you better, not bitter? And share that with the others.
I like that a lot. How are you better and not bitter? Sage the intro, what do you have? I mean, she's only 22. She's got so much more trouble to make in her life yet.
I would love to have people in your age, Sage. I'd love to do a whole book of young adults, because the changes you guys have been through over the last 5 years have to be incredible.
Crazy.
Absolutely. Yeah. What's it like to be,
one of those interesting kids that COVID really shut down my senior year.
Oh.
And then here we are again. Well, luckily not for me, but for other people. Here we go again.
Yeah, the changes are just incredible. You know, and I don't even know. Thank God I'm 60, not 16, right?
You'd rather, but she doesn't want to come back and incarnate and do the Sage the Intern stuff. Like, you tell me your stories and we'll just listen. We don't want to do this over. Like, that was the thing that I was thinking about a little bit today, though. Just the idea of, you know, I still remember when there wasn't such a thing as like the internet in your hand and you needed a paper map to like go places and get yourself where you wanted to be. And as much as we do damn this human experience, I think, well, but Apple Maps is pretty cool and Google Maps is nice. And you can scream, "Hey Siri," or "Hey Alexa," and get, you know, get information spat back at you from a robot. And that's kind of cool that we live in that futuristic space-time reality where you have all those things. So, you know, it's not so bad.
I'm the perfect little mix. I'm a Zillennial, is what they call it.
Because growing up,
I didn't have technology. Because I'll say it, my parents at the time were not well off. So I was just part of that group that had no technology. But then as soon as you hit, what age did I hit? Pre-K we weren't allowed. It must have been second or third grade is when computers were introduced to us.
Okay.
And then from there, that technology is slowly like ingrained. And then by high school, I got a flip phone, which I love that thing. I still love that.
Me too.
Those flip phones. We have had that conversation. You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They are.
But again,
and I never charged mine, but now I have to charge my iPhone every night. So it's like, it's the little things. It's the things you didn't think about that you all of a sudden are like, oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Now I'm annoyed that I have to charge.
Yeah.
Like, I know. But isn't it a fun little weird thing for me to think about. The things that are so cool that we have that have now become like mild inconveniences in our lives, you know.
I tell you, Nikki, there's a lot of artifacts showing that cell phones were around a long time ago, and so were electric cars and electric bikes. And
we could get into a whole other hour conversation on that. We could rock and roll a whole other hour on that. We're gonna bring you back and make you come talk to us about that, because that whole like Graham Hancock lost like advanced human civilization stuff fascinates me. I love it.
Mm-hmm. It really is amazing. And that they try to BS us that, you built Grand Central Station in 3 years. You dug 17 miles under the water in 3 years. You're lying. But hey, let's just go along with it. Okay. No, there's stuff that cannot be explained architecturally, inventions, all of it. It's so cool. Mm-hmm. There's so much more to this earth than we actually know.
That's the fun of the multiverse, though, that everything in it is real and you can pick whatever timeline. That's why I love Sage. That's why I love the Titanic Olympic conspiracy theory storyline. That's my favorite one, that the Titanic was the Olympic and it wasn't actually the Titanic that was sunk.
Exactly.
That's a good one. That one's my favorite.
That's yes. my favorite one too. I love that one because I'm like, well, of course they could get away with that in 1919. Like, of course they could.
Yeah, why couldn't they?
It's also why they don't let them go explore it. So, or they didn't at first. But hey, that's a topic for another day. Hey.
Well, now it's so degraded that you can't even bring it above the ocean floor. So why not explore it now?
Right. Go get in the little submarine bubble. And like I said, just get a little credit card and scrape the paint off so I can see that it says the Olympic. That's what I want. Just get under there with your get under there with your submarine and be like, see, I told you. There it is.
I fucking knew it all
along. I knew it all along. And Lonnie Ray and all of the millions of dollars is going to get us our underwater submarine so that after our little going to, you know, our little three trip thing that we do, then we're going to go check out the Titanic.
Yeah, definitely.
We also need to keep your brain hole on Cleopatra's tomb.
Yes. Okay. Oh, that up. We're going to go and find Cleopatra's tomb together. That's what we're going to do. Lonnie Ray, you have just been inducted. Your Rattled Awake series has now been brought into the Sage the Intern multiverse, and you are going to be required to travel the world with us and solve all kinds of unsolved mysteries of architecture, of ancient archaeology. It's going to be great. I'm so excited for it.
Me too.
Lonnie Ray, thank you so much for joining us for the Sage the Intern podcast and the weird stream of consciousness that we like to do here. I appreciate you playing this little game with us.
Oh my God, it was my honor, pleasure, and I'm totally stoked. Can't wait. Now I gotta go relax my face. It hurts from smiling. Thank you guys.
That is our goal, and we've won. I love it. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. And we're gonna have to have you back again sometime.
Thank you.
Yes.
Special thanks to the Parapost Network for the support of their community. Check out all the great podcasts on the Parapost Network on Facebook.